And now the game where people who have paid their dues join us to get some of the benefits of membership. Tariq Trotter, also known as Black Thought, co-founded the band The Roots, which has put out dozens of albums, collaborated with just as many superstar musicians, and for the last decade or so has been the house band for The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Now, the one thing missing from that resume, classic works of modern drama. So his next gig is acting in an online production of Waiting for Godot. He joins us now. Tariq Trotter, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks so much for having me.
We are absolutely delighted. I heard a story about how you met Questlove, the other leader of the band, and I wanted to see if it's true. You met in high school in Philly, right?
We did, yeah.
And how did that meeting come about?
It was a long time ago, but as I recall, we were in the principal's office on opposite sides of the fence, so to speak. I was receiving a suspension.
Yes.
And I think he had come into the office to bring like flowers to the principal. he was delivering an apple or something. I noticed he had a denim jacket with a peace sign that was hand painted on the back of it. And I was a visual arts student. And one of my sort of side hustles was that I would do jackets and jeans, with that same sort of design. Yeah. So it caught my eye and I was wondering, who's this guy sort of, moving in on my turf.
Right.
We struck up a conversation. I found out he was a musician and a drummer and, that he was, into hip hop and sampling and stuff. And yeah, so we decided that once I got back from my suspension that we were going to,
the only thing missing from that story is what did you do to get yourself suspended?
I think I was like making out with my girlfriend in school.
If that's a crime, I don't want
to. Yeah, like, come on, man.
Come on.
If love is a crime.
Then, exactly. Exactly. You founded the band. It was even called The Roots back then, right?
I mean, No. We founded the Roots in 1987, and we were initially called Radioactivity. And then,
it wasn't called The Seed?
No. It's funny. My kid made a similar joke earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My daughter is asking if I could quiz her on her knowledge of me. And one of the questions that I asked her, she's 15. One of the things I asked her was, what was the initial name of the band? And she said, was it The Seeds? And I said, close.
Do you feel good about that, Lacey, or not so good?
I feel excellent about that.
All right, that's important.
I'm just trying to scam my way into also being Tariq's daughter.
Were you always the MC of the band? That was your role from the beginning?
Yeah, that was always my role. It began as an MC and a drummer.
That was it, just an MC and a drummer.
Yeah.
And did you always, for those who don't know, you are renowned for your ability, among many other things, to freestyle. Is that something that you had back then, or is that something you had to build and learn and work towards?
I mean, it's always been, a work in progress. But once The Roots, once we actually formed a band and it was like, okay, we're going to do this thing and I'm going to rap over live instrumentation, I felt like I had to go, just always be able to go above and beyond, what was expected of me as an MC and as a performer.
I say this as someone who's constantly making stuff up off the top of my head. Have you ever, started a phrase and had no idea where it was going to end? But it just like, and you get it. It's like, I hope I think of something to rhyme by the time in three seconds when I get there.
Yeah, absolutely. I've impressed myself, quite a few times.
So you've been part of this band since 1987, and you guys had a tremendous amount of success and credibility already. And how did you guys react when, I don't know who it was, Fallon or one of his producers came to you back, and this was when he had his late show, I remember.
Yeah.
Before it became The Tonight Show. And so we want you to be the house band for this late night comedy show or talk show.
Initially, it was disbelief and, just distrust. You know what I mean? Are we being punked? And, why us sort of thing?
I can't say I know a lot about hip hop, but I'm just assuming that you guys, as established people in that field, were not like really excited to be the next Paul Schaefer.
Right. Yeah, no, I wasn't written. I don't think any of us were really excited. This wasn't, I didn't see this as part of our trajectory, and it wasn't definitely not a rapper goal. You know what I mean?
I got to ask you one last question before we go to the game, and that is, you're famous for a lot of things, some of which you've mentioned, but one thing we haven't mentioned yet that you are well known for is your beard. You have a magnificent beard. It is quite the thing. Has that been a pain in the butt during pandemic, trying to get a mask on that? Did you have one specially made?
So there are you know, lots of people in Roots who have beards and lots of people on set, and those people made masks to fit beards. I call them beardos.
Sure.
And, you know, just like longer masks that, you know, I think all of us have at this point that you can wear, and you can sort of, you know, tuck your whole beard in.
You can get a snack in there too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, Tariq Trotter, Black Thought, we have had so much fun with you today, but we have asked you here to play a game we're calling.
It's great. Just great. But we have a few notes.
So you're, of course, a founding member of The Roots, so we thought we'd ask you about suits, that is, network executives, the ones who oversee movies and TV.
You're going to get me fired.
Yeah, no, no, we're not going to ask you about anybody at NBC Universal. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Answered three questions about these very helpful people and their contributions to the creative arts. You will win our prize, one of our listeners, the voice of anyone from our show they might choose in their voicemail. Bill, who is Tariq Trotter playing for?
Andrew Stevens of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right. Here's your first question. So the executive in charge of Back to the Future, back when that movie was made, thought the script was great, just great. He did have one little suggestion, though. What was it? A, instead of a DeLorean, make the time machine a tricycle, because tricycles are funny. B, the hero, Marty McFly, should stay in the past and in the end be revealed to be his own father. Or C, change the title from Back to the Future to Spaceman from Pluto.
I'm gonna say B.
You're gonna say B, that he's like Marty McFly should go back, meet his mother, and marry his mother and become his own father.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
I mean, we are thinking about a network executive, so it could happen that way. Is that gonna be your choice?
Yeah, it's B. I'm gonna say B.
No, it was actually C. He wanted him to call it Spaceman from Pluto. Here's your next question. Mark Frost, the co-creator of Twin Peaks, among other TV series, was once hired to do a new version of Moby Dick for a movie studio in the 90s. And he says that one studio exec asked him the following question. Was it A, can it be a dolphin instead? People like dolphins. B, how does the boat go without a motor? Or C, does Ahab have to die in the end?
Massive spoiler there, Peter.
It's too old to be spoiled.
There's no spoiler alert for 150-year-old novels. Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to say A.
You're going to say, so you're saying that this network executive who's commissioned a new version of Moby Dick said to the writer, can it be a dolphin instead? The great white whale.
He said, does Ahab have to die?
That's right. Yeah. He said, does Ahab have to die? Yeah. Mark Frost also says that this guy used to refer to the protagonist of that film that didn't get made as Ish.
Okay.
Ishmael's too formal. He just wanted to call him Ish. All right. Your...
I kind of like that.
Yeah. All right. Here's your last question. You get this, you win. Which of these was an actual comment from a network executive at NBC when they passed on the pilot for The Walking Dead? Was it A, the U.S. government would never allow a pandemic like that to get out of hand? B, instead of eating people, could the monsters have a thing for, like, Twinkies? Or C, this is awesome. I really love it. Does it have to have zombies in it?
C.
Yes! Yeah. That one you knew.
Yeah.
That's what he said. They passed. It did pretty well, I am told, at another channel. Bill, how did Tariq Trotter do on our show?
He won 1-1. Two out of three.
Big congratulations. One. There you go. Add that to the remarkable resume. Tariq Trotter is an actor, producer, rapper known as Black Thought. He is the co-founder of The Roots. You can see him starting May 6th in an all-remote version of Waiting for Godot. More information at thenewgroup.org. Tariq Trotter, what a joy to talk to you. Thank you for all the great things you've done.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.